Hi, Sandra. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. Just wonderful.
All right. What are the 10 things the best speakers never say?
Okay. Well, there was a good piece in LinkedIn written by Jeff Hayden. Jeff Hayden actually, Jeff Hayden himself, a great speaker and a wonderful editor. He interviewed a gentleman named Boris Van Zenden. I've never heard of him, but according to Jeff Hayden, Boris Van Zenden is the founder of the Next Web. I haven't researched that, and he's a good presentation coach. So, before we get into that interview, let me just tell you what great speakers never what you're supposed to do. Okay, as a great speaker, number one, be inspiring. Okay. You lose the room. You will lose the room within the first minutes of your presentation if you don't get them, really, in the first 10 seconds. You don't get them the first 10 seconds, focus on their interest, a topic of major interest to them. You will see the smartphones out, the iPads come out, and they'll start, texting or emailing their friends. So that's one. Get them in the first 10 seconds. Focus on topics of interest to them, not you, to them. Okay. Keep that Bill Clinton slight smile on your face as you speak always with a lot of energy. Energy, energy, energy. You really have to rehearse a lot. Energy. Steve Jobs, I'm told by a former coach of his, Steve Jobs practiced his speech 40 times before he got on stage, okay? And you saw the incredible energy. This coach is really a high-energy guy. Okay, next, scoop, don't read. Scoop means separate your speech into short paragraphs. And what you do is look down and then look up. Look down at the paragraph, which you have basically memorized. You don't do it word for word, but look down and look up. Down and up, down and up. But never, never do a Chuck Schumer kind of speech where he looks down all the time and reads down. You lose your audience that way. So it's okay. So, and the speech should no more than 20 minutes. I mean, that's it. You lose them after 20, and we'll get into the rest of it. But this is me. Okay. Now, let's get into the interview, the things that speakers never say. Okay. One, I'm jet lagged, I'm tired, and a little hungover. Never say that. Not sure where this comes from, but one in five presentations in any conference room starts with an excuse. Quote, they only invited me yesterday, unquote. Or, I'm really tired from my trip. Or, some other lame excuse the audience really doesn't want to hear. Okay, so that's, I'm jet lagged. Never, 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 never. Okay. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Yes, you can. How many people start their talks? They tap the microphone three times about, can you hear me in the back? And then smile apologetically when it becomes clear that, yes, everyone can hear them, but no one raised their hand. Next, I can't see you because the lights are too bright. Yes, when you are on stage, the lights are bright and hot, and it will be difficult to see the audience. But they don't have to know about all of that. Just stare into the dark, smile often, Bill Clinton smile, and act like you feel right at home. Feel free to walk into the audience if you want to see them up close, but then you have to remember your speech too as you walk into the audience. Key. And don't cover your eyes to see people, but politely ask the lights person to turn up the lights in the room if you want to count hands or ask the audience a question. Even better, talk to the lights people in advance so they know when you ask them to raise the lights. Okay. Next, I'll come back to that later. No. If you happen to stumble on an audience eager to learn and interact, grab the chance and enjoy it. If someone has a question, you will address it in a later slide. Just skip to it right away. And if someone is brave enough to raise their hand and ask you a question, compliment them and then invite the rest of the audience to do the same. Never delay anything. Okay? Okay, next. Can you read this? The common rule is to make your font size on your PowerPoint slides twice the size of the average age of the audience. That means if you expect the audience to be 40, then on average you do a font size of 80 points. You won't be able to fit a lot of text on a slide, which is a good thing. That brings us to the next point, okay? Let me read this out loud to you. Quote, never, 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 even a million years, add so much text to a slide that people will spend time reading it. And if you do, make damn sure you don't read it out loud to them. Jill, I've seen this a million times. You can't read it. Why people put text on a slide that you can't read is just beyond it. So the best way to lose your audience's attention is to add text to a slide. Here's what happens. When you have more than four words on a slide, people start reading it, and what happens? They stop listening to you. Okay. That's what happens all the time. Only use short titles on a slide and memorize any text you want the audience to read. Or, you know, if you must include a three-sentence quote, announce that everyone should read the quote and then be quiet for 6 to 10 seconds so they can actually read it. Next. Shut off your phone, laptop, your tablet. Once upon a time, you could ask an audience to shut off their devices. Not anyone. Not anymore. Now people tweet the awesome quotes you produce or take notes on their iPads. Or they play solitaire or check Facebook. You can ask the audience to turn off their phones to a silent mode. But apart from that, you just have to be sure that your talk is so inspiring, they will close their laptops because they don't want to miss a second of your talk. Remember, demanding attention doesn't work. Earn attention instead. Earn it. Okay, next. You don't need to write anything down or take photos. The presentation will be online later, unquote. No, never say that. It's really cool that you will upload your presentation later, but it's also a good presentation. It won't contain too many words and won't be much use to the audience. For many people, the act of writing is an easy way to memorize something they've heard. In short, allow people to do whatever they want during your presentations. And for God's sakes, let them take notes. Okay. 9. Let me answer that question, unquote. Of course, it is awesome if you answer the question right away, but you need to do something else first. Often the question from an audience member will be clear to you, but not the rest of the audience. So please, and we've seen this happen a million times too, I'll repeat the question first so everybody can hear it and then answer it. That is so helpful, right? How many times have we been in an audience? A question comes up, you have no idea what the question is, and the speaker then gives an answer to a question you don't know about. Okay. Plus, when you make a habit of repeating questions, that gives you a little more time to think of an awesome answer, speaker. Okay? Repeat the question, and it gives you time to think of an answer. All right. Then finally, quote, I'll keep it short. This is a promise no one keeps, but a lot of presentations start this way, right? The audience really doesn't care if you keep it short or not. They've invested their time and just wanted to be informed and inspired. So say, and I'm quoting, this presentation is going to change your life, or this presentation is scheduled to take 30 minutes, but I'll do it in 25, so you can go out and have a coffee earlier than expected. then all you have to do is to keep that promise, which brings me to the last point. What? I'm out of time, but I have 23 more slides. Never say that. If you come unprepared and need more time than allowed, you've screwed up big time. You must practice the presentation and make it fit within the allotted time. Finally, you know, come prepared. Be yourself and be professional. The audience will love you for being clear, for being serious, and for not wasting their time, okay? Make it valuable and important to them. Okay, that's a little bit about 10 things that speakers should never, ever come up with or say. Okay?
So can I borrow your leadership skills for one quick second?
Yes.
Somebody asked me last night, this is a true story, I apologize. He said, okay, so I had some people over, and how do you stop somebody from taking a picture in the middle of something that you're saying it and uploading it to their social media site?
That's a good question. How do you...
And I had a couple of probably unacceptable response. I told what I would do, but I would actually, from an official standpoint, because, you know, someone snapping a photo of you can be fine, perfectly flattering in theory, but... you know, a bad whatever up on, you know, for eternity on social media is, you know, at the very least impolite.
Yeah, well, a class person, Jill, I mean, you know, a non-class person will say, what the hell are you doing? A class person would just a slight smile on his face and say, you know, Jill, I'd appreciate you not doing that, you know, in a nice voice. I'd appreciate you not doing that. Not in front of other people, but just, you know, alone. And that's how you do it.
Thank you very much, Sandra Flom, Leader's Edge.
Have a great day, Jill.